Good morning. My name is Lei Tian, and his name is Mao Bo. We will work together to present our research work. This research work is a collaborative research work. Su Zhenwu, Dan Feng, Lei Tian, Mao Bo come from Huazhong University of Science and Technology, and Hong Jiang and Lei Tian are from University of Nebraska Lincoln. It's planned that the first was Su Zhenwu will give the presentation, but due to the visa issue, she didn't come here, so we give the presentation. This is the outline. A RAID structure storage system ensures that the data will not be lost in the event of a disk failure. The key responsibility of a RAID is to recover the data contained on a failed disk. And it's known as a RAID reconstruction process. Two metrics is to evaluate the reconstruction performance. Reconstruction time, which is the time it takes to finish the reconstruction for a failed disk. Since a longer reconstruct time translates to a longer window of vulnerability, in which a second disk failure may cause persistent persistent data loss. The other metric is user response time, which means the impact of a reconstruction process on users' workloads. Current approach for RAID reconstruction falls into two categories. Offline reconstruction takes RAID out of service for recovery, and online reconstruction continue to service users' requests during recovery. The offline reconstruction have the advantage that it can provide a faster recovery, but it's not practical in the event in the environment with the high availability requirements. So online reconstruction is commonly deployed because it can provide non-stop service. But it takes longer time to recover the data than the offline reconstruction. Recent study clearly indicate that disk error rates than expected. It includes complete disk failure and latent sector error. To make things worse, disk failures are always correlated. For example, after one disk fails, another disk failure will likely occur soon. And with increased number of drives, RAID reconstruction might become the common case in large-scale systems. So RAID reconstruction tends to be much more important to system reliability. We can now experiment and try to identify the key facts impacting RAID reconstruction performance. This figure compares the reconstruction performance of offline method with the online method. The online fastest method allocates maximum available disk bandwidth to rebuild the data, while the online slowest method is only allocated the minimal available disk bandwidth for recovery, so as to service user request better. From the figure, the offline method achieved the best reconstruction time performance. Compared with it, the online fastest method approached the performance of it on reconstruction time, but its response time is 3 times higher than it own than the online slowest one. On the other hand, the online slowest method can provide a relatively good user response time, but its reconstruct time is 70 times longer than online fastest one. Now let's take a close look at the impact of I/O intensity on radar reconstruction performance. This figure shows that with the increase of I/O intensity, both reconstruction time and user response time increase. In particular, the reconstruction time increased by a factor of 21 times, and the average response time increased by a factor of nearly 4 times. From the above experimental result, we have an observation. Performing rebuild IOs and use IOs simultaneously lead to disk bandwidth contention and frequent long syncs to and from the multiple separated data areas. From the standpoint of a reconstruction process, user IOs are the roadblocks to improve the radar reconstruction performance. Since rebuild IOs are not avoidable, the only way is to reduce the amount of user IO. So our intuitive idea is to redirect the amount of user IO that are issued to degraded RAID set. But the two important questions remain. What should be redirected? Is what requests are necessary to be redirected? The second question is where to redirect the data to. Fortunately, existing study on workload analysis revealed that strong spatial and temporal locality exists even underneath the storage cache. It means we can use relatively very small storage space to store popular reader data so that it can absorb a majority of reader requests. Then we have the answer to the first question. We will redirect a popular reader request and all of the write requests. In today's large scale data center consisting of multiple read sets, a spell tool with a number of disks is commonly used. On the other hand, studies show that nearly 15% of storage space is not utilized, which means there is abundant free space to leverage. Now we have the answer to the second question. We can leverage the spell or free space to redirect the requests to store the data. Compared with the existing approach, our approach is in the context of the data center with multiple read sets. We propose our I/O workload outsourcing approach called workout. The main idea of workout is temporarily redirect all write requests and popular write requests originally target at the degraded read set to a surrogate read set to significantly improve online reconstruction performance. Our goal is to approach the reconstruction time performance of the online reconstruction, but without affecting user response time performance at the same time. This is the workout architecture. Workout is integrated into the RAID controller software. It's automatically activated by the reconstruction module when the reconstruction thread is initiated, and it will be deactivated when the reclaim process completes. Workout includes five components. popular data identifier is used to keep track of user access pattern and identify the popular data. Request redirector is used to redirect all of the write requests and the popular read to a surrogate read set. If a misread, the request, the workout will direct the read to original targeted degraded read set. Administrator interface allow user to configure the workout parameters. Surrogate space manager is used to manage the storage space on a surrogate read set. The surrogate space can be a read 1 stale or read 5 stale or a read 6 stale read set consisting of hard spell disks. Free space on a live read set is also able to be used as the surrogate space. The reclaimer module is responsible for reclaiming all the written data stored on the surrogate read set back to the recovered read set after reconstruction completes. There are two important data structures in workout, dtable and RLRU. Dtable is a log table that manages the redirected data, including the write data and the popular read data. RLRU is an LRU style list that identifies the most recent read. Let's talk about the algorithm during reconstruction. During reconstruction, all write requests are redirected to the surrogate read set after determining whether they should overwrite the previous location or write to a new location according to the D table. Whereas for each read request, D table is forced to check to determine whether the read data is in the surrogate read set. If the read request doesn't hit the D table, it will be served by the degraded read set. If it hits in LRU, the read data will be considered as popular, and it will be reclaimed, will be redirected to the surrogate read set, and the corresponding data information will be inserted to D table. This is the algorithm during reclaim. The redirected write data should be reclaimed back to the newly recovered read set after reconstruction process completes. During the reclaim period, all the requests first must to be checked in D table. For write requests, no matter it hits or not, the write request will be served by recovered read set, and the corresponding logger in D table should be deleted if it exists. Read request can be also handled well, but it's complicated to explain in a short time. More detail can be found in the paper. The optional surrogate read set can be a dedicated read 1, read 5, read 6, or a live surrogate read set. Dedicated means that the surrogate space is composed of the whole spell disk, and the live means the surrogate space is composed of the free space in a live read set. The table shows the different choice of surrogate read set provide different level among device overhead, performance, reliability, and maintainability. This table shows that the different choice, and the system administrator can choose one appropriate choice accordingly. One problem that workout must address is the data consistency. In order to avoid data loss caused by a disk failure in the surrogate read set, what directed write data in the surrogate read set should be protected by a redundancy scheme such as read 1 or read 5. A metadata protection. This table is kind of metadata to the log. So the content of the D table should be stored in NVRAM during the entire period when workout is activated to prevent data loss in the event of a power supply failure. Okay.
We have implemented a protocol of workout in Linux software read and incorporated into PR and the Pro. PR is the default reconstruction scheme of Linux software read, and the Pro is the recently proposed reconstruction scheme, which is published in FAST07. Our performance evaluation is conducted with 15 SATA disks, and we use both open loop and closed loop benchmark to evaluate the efficiency of workout. In the open loop environment, we use three traces. There is Furniture 1, Furniture 2, and Web Search 2, are both block level traces with different access characteristics. In the closed loop experiment, we use TPC NAC benchmark. The two tables give the performance results of workout in PR and Pro. The degraded read set consists of five read files, consists of 80 disks, and the surrogate read set is a read file with 4 disks. All the other parameters are set by default. The two column shows the speed up of the reconstruction time. We can see that, especially for the Furniture 1 workload, workout improves very, very significantly. And user response time also increased significantly. Why? There are so great improvement. We go this figure. This figure shows that how much percent of the request redirected from the degraded read set to the surrogate read set. We can say, especially for the Furniture 1 workload, about 84% of the requests are solved by the surrogate read set. So the performance, the user performance will be improved. And on the other hand, because the requests are removed from the degraded read set, more disk bandwidth are given to the reconstruction process. So the reconstruction bandwidth is also improved, and the reconstruction time is reduced. This also for the Furniture 2 and the Web workload. We also do some sensitive studies on the workout, such as the minimal reconstruction bandwidth, strip ULAT size, or the disk numbers. These two figures shows with the minimal reconstruction bandwidth. The left is for the reconstruction time. We can see that when the reconstruction bandwidth is small, workout improves significantly. But with the reconstruction bandwidth increase, there is no improvement. Because in such a high bandwidth, disk can't reach that limit. So there is little opportunity for workout to improve. Well, for the response time, we see that when they reconstruct bundles is 100 gigabit megabit per second, workout improves significantly because there is a large request assorted by the surrogate read set, not affected by the reconstruction process. This is the sensitive study on the different number of disks. We see that the reconstruction time not sensitive to the disk number, but the user response time is very sensitive because more disks can be served the request. And the sensitive study of the read 10 and the read 6, because our workout is an independent module and it can be very easy to move to the read 10 or read 6. We see that workout, in all cases, workout are performed better than PR. And we also test different surrounded sets. But in other cases, the reconstruction time are the same, where the user response time are very different because, for example, in the now read file for this, we replay the function one workload on it. So this one, it performs the slower, but also very better than PR. This is the TPC C-like benchmark results. We see that for the transaction we read, work out even better than the normal keys, but the reconstruction time improves very small, about 15%. This is because that in TPC C-like benchmark, TPC, the disks are driven very busy, so there is a little opportunity to improve. And this is the resynchronized results of workout. We also can improve the resynchronization or disk swapping, reshape, and so on. I will conclude the paper. First, workout improves the read reconstruction performance significantly. Second, we give some insight for the storage system designers and administrators by different design opinions. Third, workout can improve the performance of other background read tasks, such as resynchronize, reshape, and so on. Okay, thanks, that's all, thank you.
Hongtan from Yahoo. One question I have is, your experiment didn't show if workout would impose some overhead when there's no read reconstruction activities. Can you comment on that? So what if there's no failure and read is not reconstructing itself? Do you pay a penalty by looking at active data and cache them?
If there's no failings, the workout is only activated when there's a disk failing occurs.
There's no overhead?
Okay. There's no penalty.
Okay. So I probably missed that. A second question that I have is, you mentioned in your related work that Everest from Microsoft Research about offloading workload to some other cluster node. To me, I think it's more practical than actually reserve some dedicated disks in one node. Do you think so?
We think that the dedicated surrounded is more practical in the data centers.
A dedicated idle node not in the same host, or dedicated some disks in the same host?
If we use dedicated surrogate space, it will not impact the performance of live surrogate RAID.
So I certainly understand the performance aspect. I mean, from the economical perspective, you know, people don't want to reserve a lot of dedicated
because
nodes.
The reconstruction for the failed disk is a little probability, so we only use the spell disk to consider for surrogate read set is very in a very few, very short time. So the economic the impact, I think, it can be acceptable.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll ask you one. Your reconstruction times where you're showing improvement seem to be critically dependent on the seek time of the disk, because a reconstruction window moves up in a fixed space, and obviously your workload has to force the disk head to seek. Is there going to be some crossover point of seek time of disks where workload wouldn't give an advantage? The obvious extreme case being solid-state disks that have no seek penalty whatsoever. Or would you see it always giving an advantage to any workload under reconstruction?
You may use SLD disk to leverage the this problem, right? Can
yes, I was just wondering, is it always going to be useful, or is there some point at which we produce disks that seek so fast that you don't see much benefit from those?
Yeah, I think so. We can use
for
the surrogate rate set. We can do that. It's an option. We need a further research direction in the near future, I think. Thank you.
Thank you.